I've invited Judge Andrew Napolitano back to the show this afternoon. He is the Fox News senior judicial analyst and author of two terrific books in the last 2 years. One of them, the first one was called Constitutional Chaos, What Happens When the Government Breaks Its Own Laws, and his other one was The Constitution in Exile, How the Federal Government Has Seized Power by Rewriting the Supreme Law of the Land. He's got another one coming out in a few weeks called A Nation of Sheep, in which I hope we have a lot of time to talk about what he's written about, some great new ideas in that book as well. But I've invited him today to talk a little bit about a move by a U.S. district judge in Maine by the name of Ann Aiken yesterday, who says that two provisions of the Patriot Act are unconstitutional. Judge Knapp, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing just fine. Thanks for your time this afternoon.
This is an argument that a lot of us have been making, and it's a pretty basic and simple one. And that is that the Constitution, the Fourth Amendment, requires that before the government can get any information from you or about you, it has to go to a neutral, detached judge and present the judge with probable cause, meaning an amount of evidence to persuade the judge that it's more likely than not that you either committed a crime or have evidence of a crime. Now, that's not a mere formality. That's the essence of the Fourth Amendment. And until October 2001, whenever the federal government or a state government anywhere in the U.S. from the beginning of the country up to October of 2001 wanted something from an American, they had to get a search warrant issued by a judge. In October of 2001, when the Patriot Act was enacted, we could talk about that all day, but this portion of the Patriot Act permits federal agents to, or purports to permit federal agents to get information about Americans by demonstrating that they are connected with and the subject of and of interest to the government because of foreign involvement with terrorism. And that is a lesser standard than probable cause. So a federal judge could go to a federal agent could go to a FISA judge and say, Brandon Mayfield, that's the plaintiff in this case, an Oregon lawyer, is somebody that we think might be involved with some foreign terrorists. Now, that doesn't mean he did anything wrong. That doesn't mean there's any evidence of a criminality. So it lowered the bar and made it unconstitutionally easier for agents to get evidence from Americans, and this federal judge has found that the Congress can't do that, and that's pure and basic black-letter law. If the government wants to amend the Constitution, it takes two-thirds of each House of Congress and three-quarters of the state legislatures. It can't do it by a simple act of the Congress.
This attorney, Mayfield, had made a federal case out of this after he was mistakenly linked by the FBI to the Madrid train bombings that killed 191 people back in 2004, and he said that they should never have been able to search his house and his office without getting a warrant, right?
Well, that's right. And this particular case is very, very troublesome to the government because what they did to Mayfield, which was to break into his office and seize records of his involvement with clients as well as personal information
about him,
on the basis of a FISA warrant. FISA only governs getting information from foreigners in the U.S., not Americans. So they treated him as if he was a foreigner, acted as if he didn't have any Fourth Amendment rights, broke into his office and seized this stuff, and then arrested him. And then they told their counterparts in Madrid that they had arrested him for participating in the Madrid bombing. And the guys in Madrid said, it's not his fingerprint. We've excluded him. He may have once been in Madrid. He had nothing to do with the Madrid bombing. They broke into his house, arrested him, and put him in solitary for 2 weeks anyway.
Wow.
They have already acknowledged in another federal court that what they did was wrong, illegal, and unconstitutional. So this is the rare case where the government starts the case with its back to the wall. Once they admitted that it was an illegal arrest, Mr. Mayfield, a lawyer, hired other lawyers to sue the government in his behalf. And in the course of that suit, they challenged the invasion of his office by saying the law under which they invaded his office, the Patriot Act, is unconstitutional, and a federal judge agreed.
What impact will this federal judge's decision have on the Patriot Act itself and its application?
Paul, that is the $64,000 question. Eight federal judges in the United States, at least three of whom were appointed by President Bush's father, have all found the Patriot Act to be unconstitutional. The government disregards those findings, and continues to exercise the powers which the Congress purported to give it under the Patriot Act. Not a single judge who's reviewed the Patriot Act has found it to be constitutional, but all eight times it was challenged, and the challenge was ruled on the merits, the court found it unconstitutional. Those appeals are making their way up the federal appellate ladder, and eventually they will make their way to the Supreme Court. But the government behaves as if those findings of unconstitutionality never occurred, and it continues to enjoy the free rein that Congress gave it under the Patriot Act.
And as a former jurist, you agree with all your fellow judges?
Oh, I absolutely do. And I argued in my second book, The Constitution in Exile, and I argue forcefully, I think, in the third one, which you were kind enough to mention, that comes out at the end of next month, A Nation of Sheep, which is not about agriculture. I argue forcefully in that the Congress, in its willingness to give the Bush administration whatever it wanted, in its fear of the unknown, and in its utter disregard for the Constitution, attempted to amend the Constitution by telling the president that he could authorize FBI agents to invade people's houses without warrants issued by federal judges. That's never happened since the beginning of the Republic. And one of the reasons we fought our revolution against the British government is because the British king, George III, and the British Parliament authorized British soldiers to write their own search warrants,
right,
and bypass the judge and break down the door of your barn in the middle of the night. So we've come full circle now, fighting a revolution against a country because its soldiers could break down our doors. We now have a popular government 230 years later that has purported to authorize its soldiers, called FBI agents, to break down our doors. So this finding, in my opinion, is nothing remarkable, is nothing new, and is nothing out of the ordinary. It's a straightforward, basic, the Congress can't change the Constitution ruling, but the government, my dear friends, will disregard it.
You know,
continue to use its powers under the Patriot Act.
I had former Congressman Bob Barr on the show a couple months ago.
Bob has a better understanding of the evils of what the government has done than anybody else on the planet, because he was in the House of Representatives. He was on the House Judiciary Committee when they were negotiating a Patriot Act that would not be unconstitutional, believed that he had negotiated one that was not unconstitutional when the House leadership, the Republicans, switched the documents on him, posted a new Patriot Act on the House intranet, and gave 435 members 15 minutes to read a 315-page document that was not the same one that the House Judiciary Committee had worked on. Bob is a wealth of information on
Yes, he is, and he apologized on this show for that yes vote because of exactly that kind of underhanded tactic that was going on there.
Correct.
Judge Knapp, it's always a pleasure. I know you got to run and do the big story on the Fox News Channel, so I appreciate your time. I'll tell you what, at the end of next month, when the book comes out, come on and we'll do a whole hour again.
It'll be my pleasure, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Judge Andrew Napolitano, senior judicial analyst for the Fox News Channel and a regular contributor to the Paul Harris Show here on News Talk 1120 KMOX.